Could you just explain why has the clothing company WAM, why have they issued cease and desist letters to the AFL and two other clothing businesses?
Well, my understanding of the case is that WAM Clothing is a licensee of the copyright owner, Mr. Thomas, of the Aboriginal flag. And so as licensees, they are unhappy with people using that. They are the only people who have that license who are allowed to use the Aboriginal flags on clothing. So when other people are using on clothing, they are entitled to ask them to stop doing that or to take a license themselves.
You know, can you even copyright an Aboriginal flag? That seems a little off to me.
Well, it is really. I think a lot of people have been really surprised to learn that the Aboriginal flag is a copyright work. And there was actually litigation about this back in the 90s when the flag was first proclaimed to be the Aboriginal flag of Australia. And at that point, the artist who created it had to assert his rights because a couple of other people came forward and said that they were the creator of the Aboriginal flag. So actually the federal court held that Mr. Thomas was the creator and therefore the owner of the copyright work. But it wasn't actually, there could have been an issue about whether it is the kind of thing that can be a copyright work, but clearly it was created by him. He thought very carefully about how to portray the colours, what the colours meant, how it was going to look. And so that is usually enough to qualify something to be an artistic work under our copyright law.
Well, from what I know, I don't believe he's in control of WAM Clothing. And WAM Clothing, they're not even an Indigenous-owned company. Does this come across as a bit hypocritical, seeing as how two of the companies who received cease and desist letters were Aboriginal-owned businesses?
Well, it certainly seems to have upset a lot of people. But as the copyright owner, Mr. Thomas is entitled to grant a license to whoever he wants to. So he can make a decision based on, whatever criteria he wants. And then it's up to the licensee to assert it against whoever they want. So that's what they've chosen to do.
Right. Well, some have suggested that asking the Australian government to actually buy back the copyright license of the Aboriginal flag, would this be a very difficult situation to approach?
Well, of course, they could approach Mr. Thomas and ask to take an assignment of the copyright, and then it would be up to him to decide whether that was something he wished to do and whether the offer that they were making was appropriate. It wouldn't necessarily solve this problem. It would simply be putting someone else in charge of the copyright, and that copyright will last for a really long time. No matter who owns it, it will last until Mr. Thomas dies and then 70 years after his death. So someone has control of it for all of that length of time.
My goodness, controlling the Aboriginal flag for that long. Well, the flag as a it's a symbol. Do you think there's an argument that this copyright should be, I don't know, dropped or, it's fair use?
Well, there's not really a way of putting copyright works into the public domain, although you can use various licensing regimes like a Creative Commons license, which you could license it, which would make it more accessible for people to use. Other options would be if we had a more or a less restrictive copyright regime in Australia, so an option like a fair use exception. It wouldn't necessarily apply to someone making a commercial use in competition with Mr. Thomas. But what it would do if we had a fair use provision would be allow a court, for example, to say, is this a use that is fair? And if someone was using the flag to indicate their cultural identity or their solidarity with Aboriginal people, then that might be something that was considered to be fair and not a use that was subject to payment or permission.
Right. Well, it's a very complex situation and, copyright's always a very tricky situation to dabble in, I guess. But, thank you for kind of explaining a little bit for us this morning.
You're welcome.